News via remote, I'm Joe Palca.
To raise your family in the Catholic faith, is that correct?
That's true.
Can you set aside whatever Catholic beliefs you have regarding any issue before you?
It's day two of the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Holding forth in the committee hearings today is committee chairman Senator Lindsey Graham, who asked Judge Barrett if she felt she could make a judgment without being unduly influenced by her religious beliefs.
I can. I have done that in my time on the Seventh Circuit. If I stay on the Seventh Circuit, I'll continue to do that. If I'm confirmed to the Supreme Court, I will do that still.
Senator Graham said he will be holding a committee vote this Thursday morning, October the 15th at 9 a.m. Unemployment across the U.K. spiked sharply higher in August. That a clear indication that the jobless rate is set to spike higher when a government salary support scheme ends this month and new restrictions are imposed on local areas to suppress a second wave of the coronavirus. The Office for National Statistics said Tuesday that unemployment rose by 138,000 in the 3 months to August from the previous three-month period. Now, that saw the unemployment rate jump to 4.5% from 4.1%. So far, Britain has been spared the sharp rises in unemployment seen in the U.S. because of a national salary support scheme that ends on October the 31st. President, a majority of people in Western Europe want the Democrat challenger Joe Biden to win November's U.S. presidential election. Now, that according to a recent poll by the organization YouGov, which questioned tens of thousands of people about the upcoming November 3rd vote. In Britain, traditionally one of the United States' strongest transatlantic allies, 61% of people said they wanted Joe Biden to win versus 13% for President Trump. This is VOA News.